This is KUT. I'm Trey Shar. The City of Austin and the Capital Metropolitan Transportation Authority are looking to the future. And what they see there is more people needing to get from point A to point B and back again. The questions involve how best to facilitate that and how to pay for it. KUT transportation reporter Samuel King has been following the discussions and joins us now. Thanks for coming in, Samuel.
No, thanks, Trey.
There are some big ideas on the table and some sizable price tags for all this.
Yeah, if you want to see this as sort of a big vision, it wouldn't all be built at one time, but eventually you would see an Austin that has multiple train lines, multiple bus lines with limited stops, and even sort of neighborhood connectors, and even a couple of commuter lines that would not only go to Leander, but also out to the east toward Manor, for instance. So to do all of that and to potentially have a downtown transit tunnel as well, that could be up to $10 billion. Even the least expensive project would be in the billions of dollars. So the question becomes, how do you pay for it? And so those are the things that leaders have been exploring. They had a major meeting on Tuesday discussing this and what to do about actually trying to get a handle on how to pay for this massive expansion of the transit system.
And something I saw in your reporting is that there are ranges of price estimates, but that the plan, including rail, looks like it's about twice as costly as the one without rail. But people like the idea of rail, right?
They definitely do. And that seems to be a slight sort of change in messaging, particularly when it came out that the bus rapid transit would be buses that run in dedicated lanes, not mixing with traffic. So it's a little bit different than what you see with the current Metro Rapid lines at the 801 and the 803. The problem with that is, while it would be better not mixing with traffic, move through the city faster, it would reach capacity by 2040. So that has some leaders concerned that we can't be spending billions of dollars on something that's going to be obsolete basically 12 to 15 years after it's built. And also, this is something that Randy Clark, the CEO of Capital Metro, says it's important to make sure that we sort of future-proof the system, so to speak.
We don't know really how big this area could really be. And I think we want to do as much future-proofing of our investments as possible to make sure that we're not back in the same position of today.
And I think we all realize that these major transportation infrastructure projects, it seems like once they're finally done, the problem they were designed to solve has already grown beyond its capacity to solve it. And it sounds like Randy Clark is trying to avoid that.
It does seem to me in some of the messaging that they were agnostic about which platform for the past few months. Now, it's look, if capacity is what you're looking for, rail is going to give it to you. So the question becomes how to pay for it. And bonding might not be enough to do this, because not only do you have to build the line, and that could be in the billions of dollars, you still have to spend millions each year to operate it. And bonding right now can't be used to actually operate it once it's done. And so this leads us to this other part of the conversation, how do you pay for it? They're hoping to get at least 40% of this paid for by the federal government. The federal government's going to want to see, do you have the money to pay for this? And so that's why there's some talk already about asking voters for a tax rate election. And Cap Metro would be able to potentially levy a vehicle emissions tax. But again, that would have to be approved by voters.
And that would be in this year's November elections.
That would be in this year's November election. And depending on which way it's done, that depends on who would actually vote in this election. And that was sort of a concern for some on the city council during this work session on Tuesday. Councilmember Allison Alter mentioning that despite this massive expansion of transit that would happen if this entire system is built, there's still people in Austin that would not necessarily be touched by it.
We still have people in Austin who are nowhere near any of these lines. And if we cannot convince them that they will connect into the lines, it is going to be a harder sell for them to want to make this investment.
And I think her point is that pretty much everybody would have a stake in paying for this, so everyone should benefit from it.
Right, exactly. And so how do you get those people on board? There was talk of making sure that there are park and ride so people could potentially Even if they don't live near the line, they wouldn't necessarily have to drive too far. They can park their cars and then go into town that way. These are all things that's going to work out, because this at some point after they decide what they're going to do, and again, that should happen sometime in March, the initial plan, then it becomes a sales job, so to speak, for the voters and actually some of the bodies that will have to do. The final vote on this by the Capital Metro Board would be sometime in May. And again, we would have a November election on this.
Well, they realize that something has to be done. And a lot of us realize that, too, because the population is expected to, what is it, double in the next 20 years?
Double by 2040 throughout the five-county region. So there will be a lot more cars on the road in any sense. So how do you sort of manage all of that traffic and find other ways to get people moving? Because once you reach, there are some researchers, once you reach about 4 million people in the metro area, if you don't have some a sort of transit system or public transportation that's robust enough to get some of those people off the roads, then it does tend to affect how you grow, and it affects your economy because people just can't get anywhere.
Well, Samuel King, I'm sure you're going to keep your eye on this and keep us posted.
I will do.
All right. Thanks very much.